This is a Nath Siddha, or perfected being. He stands against a luminous blue background in the yogic posture known as Tadasana. His eyes are crossed in deep meditation. We recognize him as a Nath Siddha because his body is pale blue from ashes and he wears large kundal earrings through holes bored in each ear's inner cartilage. Along the central axis of his yogic body, we see various Hindu deities and Nath Siddhas seated within glowing lotus flowers. These are the chakras or energy centers that a yogin energizes through purification, breathing exercises, and postures or asanas. Deborah Diamond explains the process.
As this energy pierces each chakra, it transforms gross matter into subtle essence. And therefore, with each piercing, the yogin gains the ability to control matter, to fly, for example, or see or hear over vast distances. The entire process takes 12 years, according to the great Nath teachers, and it's over the course of these 12 years that ordinary mortals become gods. The reason that we find the great Hindu deities on the bottom half of the body is that Naths understand perfected godmen or siddhas to be greater than the gods themselves. After all, the gods are destroyed in every cosmic dissolution, but the Nath Mahasiddhas themselves live on in a celestial heaven.